Monday, the 3rd of March. This is the Doug Stafford Good Day program. Everybody is here. So we're going to go after what we want, and we're going to get it. Roberta Fasanelli is the Queen of Chief. What I want from you first is an overview of what you're going to tell us. It's the old option. What is the, you tell us what you're going to tell us, then you tell us, then you tell us what you told us. Sounds like a politician. All right, so, Roberta, what do we have in line for our examination in a few minutes?
Oh, we have free pancakes this morning.
It's pancake day.
And we have a way to work off those pancakes at Curves. And
drove by an IHOP yesterday here in Los Angeles, and whatever was going on there, there was a line out the door.
Oh, well.
I think it's called Sunday morning.
Yeah, it's called brunch.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And we got Legos, and we actually have something free from Disney. Who would have thunk? Disney's giving you something free.
Yeah, I could use some. I'm going to Disney a week from tomorrow.
Ah,
spend the day. It happens. My better half has not been there, and so she thought it would be nice. We're going to have our physical with Dr. Ken a week from today, and then the next day we're going
to... This is a testament to his true feelings for his lady friends, because Doug
like
wouldn't
Disney.
Go to Disneyland.
No.
I mean, you'd have to pay him, and then he may not even go.
I might go. All right, speaking of being paid, last night, let's go around the room. Jennifer and Kenny and I have talked earlier about the Academy Awards, who was on the winner's list. Uh-huh. Roberta, you watched this last night, did you?
Yes, I did.
Jennifer thought it was boring. What did you think? Yeah, I watched it the bitter
end. It was just very predictable. I don't want to say I didn't like it. It was just predictable, that's all. It was boring.
Yeah, I missed the song and dance routine in the beginning. You know how usually there's a song and dance routine when the show first starts?
I don't think there was there?
No,
there wasn't.
She just did
wasn't.
Some comedy.
Oh, you
say, I like Ellen.
You missed it because it wasn't there. It wasn't that you didn't see it. Okay.
Yeah, I missed it because it wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And though I did think the pizza bit was pretty funny.
I thought that she was wonderful, and she is just as good as anybody who does this. I thought she was charming. I thought she was the show. I thought the rest of it was pretty damn boring, but I thought there were really no real surprises.
With people's clothing, like, you could totally predict who won the awards. There was no surprises there. Mm-hmm. But then even with people's clothing, like, everybody looked nice. Nobody looked terrible, and nobody looked wowza good. You know what I mean? Everybody just looked nice.
I miss Cher and Bob Mackie.
Who are them? Who are they? Who are them?
Cher.
Oh, Lord.
And Bob Mackie.
Oh, Cher.
Cher,
I thought you were a couple. Cher and Bob Mackie. No,
new couple.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
That'd be
hello.
Did you stay and watch this, or did you go to sleep?
No, I stayed up and watched.
And what did you think?
I thought, I agree with Jennifer. It was totally predictable. Even Ellen, I thought, was boring.
Really?
A little bit.
Yeah, because she was like, she would stop and stand there and stare at the audience, you know, for the, like she was doing a stand-up routine.
Mm-hmm. But she was.
It didn't move. Yeah, but I thought her joke about either 12 years a slave will win or you're all racist.
That was great.
Yeah,
was the highlight of the
and
night.
And based in truth.
Well, I thought that was classic.
The fact that Gravity won most of the awards, I think, was appropriate.
What really? I did not find that movie appealing at all.
Really?
I was bored by it. I mean, the special effects are amazing.
And that's what it won for.
Well, that's what it won for.
It should have won for visual effects, but, I mean...
We went through this.
I'm surprised American Hustle didn't win anything.
Yeah, it was
American
shut out.
Hustle?
I thought for sure it would win, like, screenplay or something.
Yeah,
I think all the attention that Amy Adams got was enough of a victory. She was in every other shot. And she and Jennifer Lawrence, there seems to be a genuine sort of whatever it is to the two of them. They seem to be who they are, you think they are. Jennifer seems just like a sweet kid.
I know, and she fell again.
She was the first one to grab for the pizza. And you saw her eating it. You went, I thought that was a nice touch. And who threw in there? Oh, Harvey Weinstein. The reason that she took a shot at him is because he's one of the crudest people in Los Angeles and also one of the wealthiest. The Weinstein Company has produced a lot of really significant movies.
Are you eating yogurt, Roberta?
Yes, I am.
All right, so Roberta's having her yogurt. That's all right. Richie, do you have your breakfast? I can't have breakfast because I'm fasting for my blood test later today.
No, I have my yogurt right here.
I've never met a woman that can scrape
makes
the bottom
so much
of
money. I mean, makes so much noise.
Probably she doesn't like it.
Oh, she does it because
I've had one of those
activities,
and you know how tiny they are. So you want to get your tongue into the bottom of it because there's only a teeny tiny bit of it.
She's just trying to annoy me, and she does very well at it. 888 303-562-3684, the phone line into Good Day. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com, or Ken or Richie or Jennifer or Roberta at DougStefan.com. Twitter, Facebook, all of them active. As a matter of fact, Kenny, let's go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, and see if we've beaten the number of tweets that Ellen got, 2,483,000
wow,
or something, whatever it was. But I think I can beat that. What can we do? Picture of... Richie and me naked, would that do it?
That would totally do it.
Really? All right.
That could shut down Facebook. Sure.
Yeah, that would shut it down, all right.
All right, so what's that mean?
Lots of conversation about the Oscars. What your favorite part was, Joseph says, Pink and Bette Midler, their really? Performances were very moving.
Yeah, they were. They were very
Pink
good.
Pink was very moving, yeah, I thought. Yep, both of them good. Yes, I agree with that. What else?
Susan says her favorite part was when it was over. She thought it was quite boring. She said that Ellen wasn't funny except for the pizza thing just made her hungry.
Okay. What else?
Fred says he thought Ellen did a great job, yeah, and that the pizza thing was very funny. Mm-hmm. But he said that his favorite part was the In Memoriam segment was very touching.
Yeah, that's always very touching. Yep. And then Bette Midler singing after it. Roberta, by the way, what do we have? Richie, you drove in from your house 4 or 5 miles away from the studio. How much snow did you encounter?
A couple of inches of slushy snow.
A couple of inches, all right.
Yeah, 3.
Roberta, what's coming in terms of snow today in New York? Good. Happy for the report.
Wait, actually, they're calling for us to get 4 to 7.
You
really?
Are?
No, it's not snowing here at all. Nothing. Zip. And we just got a dusting, really.
Yeah. This is the same storm that sort of worked its way across the country from here. The West Coast had all that rain on Thursday and Friday, early Saturday morning. Some landslides. Not as bad as the avalanches. Man, have you seen some of the pictures of the avalanches that have taken place northwest and over the Rockies, the northern Rockies?
Really?
Woo! Ooh. Man, what a... That'd be pretty scary stuff. Actually, and all the there was a wreck
sure
yesterday involving 100
Lucy.
Cars. Say that again, Jennifer.
It was when Ricky and Lucy got stuck in that avalanche.
Right. Who remembers that? You're the only one in America who remembers.
But that was the 40-foot trailer, right?
And all they had was a half-eaten cheese sandwich that they were all trying to steal from Lucy. They wouldn't leave her alone.
Everybody's telling me that I have to make this more contemporary. You guys go back to Lucy from the 1950s. Good job. Thanks, Jennifer.
No problem.
Nice. Jennifer and her dad and I, Richie, went to the movies. We went to this. If you ever have a chance to go to IPIC, if there's an IPIC theater in your community, go to it.
I so great.
It was great.
There's such thing
some.
Here.
What makes it so great? But why?
It's like flying first class at the movies. They have recliners.
Eat a good meal.
They bring you dinner or lunch, and
nice.
They give you wine.
I brought Jennifer there for her birthday.
We have theaters with dinner, but.
Yeah, but these are better seats, Richie. There are. We have those, too.
Sure,
this was really something special.
Cool.
And the movie was pretty good, too, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Non-stop. I thought the bad guys were... I was hoping for something better than what we ended up with.
I was hoping the flight attendant would be the baddie.
You were hoping who was?
That girl flight attendant. The Downton Abbey lady.
Oh, really? Yeah, no. Notice how the stars from Downton Abbey beginning to show up everywhere? Hugh Bonneville was the British guy who got killed in Monuments Men. This, the woman who plays... The sophisticated daughter on Downton Abbey was a flight attendant. And the black woman that we were just talking about.
Lupita Nyong'o was in it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping she did this
attendant.
Movie before her Oscar-winning role, because let me tell you, she had about 4 words, and
she wasn't burning it off.
Yeah.
This was after that. I think you're going to see her here, there, and everywhere to sort of cash in. If you're one of the millions of American men and women suffering because you have thinning hair, please listen to me for the next 60 seconds, because you will suffer no more. All right, you ready for the information about Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A? It is the first and the natural way of taking care of that thinning hair. What Provia does, cleanses the pores on your scalp, lets the follicles that are under your scalp come back and start growing again. It unplugs. That's really what it does. Literally unplugs the amount of cheap shampoos that you've used over most people. Okay, so this is cheap and it's clean my hair, so this is what I'm going to use. Plugs up your pores. Don't do it. This will clean them out. Say goodbye to embarrassing thinning hair. Provia, good for colored hair, treated hair. Right now, when you order Provia, you'll receive a brand new Provia Super Concentrate as well. Faster, more noticeable results by dialing 800-525-8319. The message is very simple here. You get some, you have a loss of hair, you want to figure, you don't want to see it go down the drain anymore. You cleanse your scalp, you get the pores open, and the hair starts growing again. That's the message, and that's how it works. 800-525-8319. Get it directly from the manufacturer. You don't have to go to the store to get this. Call now and order Provia. Get your hair back. 800-525-8319.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Okay, you ready? I'm gonna let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
Well, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go, don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
All right, so Maureen Dowd is considered to be a liberal, right? By most?
Most would say that. Yeah.
Most would say that? Okay.
From the New
so
York
she writes today
Times.
In her commentary the following. By the time the Bushes and Clintons are finished, they're going to make the Tudors and Plantagenets look like pikers. You all know who the Tudors and the Plantagenets are, right? From the history of England. Before these two families release their death grip on the American electoral system, we're going to have to watch Chelsea's granddaughter try to knock off George P's grandson, Prescott Walker Bush II.
And they're friends. That's what makes it even funnier.
Bush
and the Clintons are friends.
Yeah,
great friends.
Great friends. Barack Obama, Maureen Dowd writes, who once dreamed of being a transformational president, will turn out to be a hiccup in history. An interim guy who provided a respite between the Bushes and the Clintons. I think that's pretty interesting, actually. Food for thought, which we have plenty of here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta, Jennifer, Kenny, Richie, and me at your service and on your side at 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Brought a tear to my eye, frankly. I thought it was. I didn't quite understand what Ellen was saying when she took a shot at whatchamacallit?
Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli. It looked like Liza Minnelli's had more work done to her than Roberta.
She was saying something about some man who dressed up as Liza Minnelli.
A lot of drag queens have a Liza Minnelli kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, did you find that funny?
More of a shot, I thought.
Yeah, I did too. I thought it was pretty rude. Quite rude, quite crude, frankly.
But Liza laughs. I mean, I think she probably knows. I don't think Ellen would have done it if it was very offensive to her.
No. You don't?
Okay. No. I don't think that Ellen's in the business of ticking people off permanently. Seriously, I don't.
Yeah. All right, Richie, let's pay attention to our video of the day here. This is an amazing video of a random boy who wows the crowd at a toy store when he plays their display piano.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Have you seen this? This is really amazing video. We have the audio from it, so it may be a way of attracting you to what the video is all about. Again, he's just not anybody special. Not
just
anybody
somebody with a cell phone just recording this kid playing a piano in a toy store.
Yeah, right. Let's do the Queen of Cheap report for today.
He gets into it here.
It's nice.
You gotta go see it.
Yeah. All right, let's get Roberta on with the Queen of Cheap, the important information for those of you who want to save some money.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of toaster time. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
All right, let's have at it, Roberta. What are we saving on today?
Let's start with free pancakes at IHOP. That happens tomorrow. It's National Pancake Day. And you go there, you make a donation. And in fact, if you make a $5 donation, that goes to the Children's Miracle Network, they'll give you $5 off your next visit. So you get free pancakes tomorrow, and then free pancakes the next time you come.
Free.
And if you work off those pancakes, you get a free one-week pass to Curves. We tell you how to get that at DougStephan.com. Also, Lego has this new online experience that you could build stuff and share it with other people and build stuff with other people. And we tell you all about it at DougStephan.com. And from Disney, a free download of The Incredibles. You just have to sign up for Disney Movies Anywhere. It's free to do. And you get that free download. Imagine something free from Disney. There's
free.
A concept. And you'll find all these great things at DougStephan.com and lots more. So go check it out.
All right, so our poll today at DougStephan.com asks you to tell us what your favorite part of the Academy Awards was. I saw Captain Phillips. As a matter of fact, I saw three movies on Saturday afternoon. Captain Phillips, and I went to see the De Niro. Well, I didn't go to see it. It was in the same theater. De Niro and Stallone. Well, it was a $2 special.
For one movie, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Anyway,
special, so the whole
$2 for three movies. Just
three.
FYI.
Yeah. I thought Captain Phillips was quite good, frankly. I liked the De Niro Stallone boxing movie, and I didn't understand the Walter Mitty movie at all because it wasn't like the book. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, puppies have their behavior problems, and older dogs have theirs. For older dogs, in many cases, it is not that they do not understand the rules, but they may, for many reasons, be unable to follow them. Older dogs may have a decreased ability to cope with changes in routine. Vision or hearing loss may make them more anxious overall, but especially when they're separated from their guardian. Neurological changes may also limit an older dog's ability to adjust to change. Associate your departure with something good. Break up the dog's day. Use a team approach. Anti-anxiety medications may be recommended by your veterinarian in conjunction with good, solid behavior work. You know, it's not unusual for dogs that have been great all their life to change as they get a little bit older. But don't get angry at them. Look at life from their point of view. Does everything around them sound different? Does everything around them smell different? Does everything around them hear different? Give them that little bit of effort and they will be fine for a long time to come. Older dogs do have some certain challenges, but if you're their friend, you'll get them through it. I'll more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Today is already a good day. Thank you for being here, joining the rest of us on the Good Day line. We have the lineup, which includes Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and Dudley Steffen here to overview some of the things going on. The situation with Arthur Chu, I believe is his name, who is at the helm of the winningest amount in the history of Jeopardy. We'll talk about that in the television report, which is coming up in a couple of minutes here. Food news as well. The news from Washington today, once we get beyond the discussion of Ukraine and how many people are concerned about this, whether there should be sanctions, yada, yada, I don't think there's anything that is particularly new other than the Russians over the weekend went in and basically took over the Crimea, which is their resort. The Ukrainian resort of Crimea, which is probably the most beautiful area of that part of the world. Mr. Putin seemed really happy and eager to take that over. He talked to the president for an hour and a half on Saturday, and the president said, look,
I don't like this.
Right. And Mr. Putin said, yeah, basically, that's it.
We're going to do something.
Yeah, we're going to
do something.
Right. What are we going to do?
Watch out.
I haven't figured it out yet. Speaking of what we're going to do, there has been, and this has become a political football sort of, I thought you'd like to have the facts and you can do with them what you choose. The government has released, because of the Freedom of Information Act, what it costs to operate Air Force One in this environment. I say this environment because I'm basically talking about this administration. The average cost to fly a Boeing 747 is about $60,000 an hour, give or play. Yeah, I mean, when it's a lot of money, considering the fuel and stuff. The cost of flying Air Force One with, for example, the president went to appear on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno in August, cost the taxpayer $2.1 million. The president spent $7.3 million on three trips last year at an average cost of $228,288 an hour.
Wow.
To fly Air Force One. The cost is 27% more than it was when George Bush was president. And I don't know that I have an answer to why that is. That's a lot of money. It's $48,000 an hour more from what it cost when Bush was president, $179,750 an hour.
Must be passing out better peanuts or something.
But, right.
Here, let me help you out with that.
Okay, Richie.
In order to support you on this story, I went to see if I could get some information on it, and I just put in cost to operate Air Force One.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And one of the headlines comes up, Obama kept Air Force One in the air extra half hour so he could watch the rest of the Knicks game.
Oh, no.
Wow, even Roberta's upset about that.
March 1st, 2012.
My God. Okay, so let's take a different approach. And again, this becomes somewhat political. But a friend of mine who's in Florida sent me a receipt from dinner. The blue light special or the 5 o'clock, what is it called when the seniors
Early bird?
Go? Early bird.
Early bird.
Okay.
So restaurants... Apparently, this is from the Dockside restaurant chain in Florida. They have added a 1% Affordable Care Act surcharge to their meal charge.
I have seen that, yes.
And you can see it. Okay, you've seen it. Okay. I don't know that we ought to put one of these up
surcharge
online.
Surcharge for what?
For Obamacare.
Surcharge for Obamacare.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Now, there's a restaurant here in Los Angeles, it added a 3% charge to the bill. I was in this restaurant the other day. Happens to be a deli. Brendan and I went and had dinner there the other day. And it's 3%. You look at the bill. And it doesn't say Obamacare. It'll say ACA surcharge.
Right.
And if you don't look at it carefully, what'd you say, Reggie?
Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, right. If you don't look at it carefully, you don't know what it is. And in the case of a $25, $30 check, which Brendan and I paid, it's a 1%, so it's like 25 cents. You don't even really look at it. It's kind of from the same philosophy that Richie has about what you don't know about what you're paying. If you get a check every 2 weeks, every month, and the money is taken out that you owe supposedly in taxes,
all you look at is what you get.
You just look at the total. So when we're going to the checkout, we look at what the total is. In this case, it was like $26, $27 bucks.
So does this make it clear that this Affordable Care Act is really, truly a tax?
Well, that's the conclusion I draw.
How can they get away with that?
Get away with...
It's either raise the prices or put that on there.
Why? What do you mean? They can just add... They can add whatever they want.
Just add something extra to the bill without telling you it's on there?
Well, I don't know.
There's probably a sign somewhere.
I wouldn't be so sure about that. I didn't see any sign. But the employers are saying if it costs us more money, we're either going to fire people or we're going to charge the people that are the ultimate users of our product, i.e. the people. It isn't just restaurants either. I'm going to bet that people will add it, but you won't see it. If you go to Macy's to buy a new suit, you think they're going to add 20?
Yeah.
They're not going to add
it. Here's the thing that people are misguided about. A lot of people think that these corporations are just going to suck in these charges.
Right.
Surprise, though they're not.
It's
they're
the same
going
thing
to,
with the minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be passing the price to us.
You think we just have all this profit just to be able to give more money? It's,
doesn't work that way.
They don't. Right. I mean, they want to keep their profit where it is or make it bigger. They're not going to do anything to make it smaller.
Speaking of profit, the United States government, the United States Department of Agriculture, has a proposal that would, let's see, how do I best put this without going off the deep end? It would allow the people at Dow Chemical and Monsanto to finally get their way and have these GMO corn, soybean, whatever the plants are, planted right alongside of corn, soybeans, or other crops that do not have genetically engineered components to them. So if you're interested in this, you have until tomorrow midnight to submit comments to Congress. The facts of the matter were lost here in California thanks to the effort. It was Prop 34 or 37 that would have required that all of the food produced in California have labels as to its origin. That got scuttled. So now the latest thing is a federal... This is the feds trying to allow That's what they're really doing. And because of some sharp farmer groups, these people saw what was going on, and they've alerted everybody. So now this is the buzz around town, around not only around town. When I say that, I mean Washington. This is something that people are really, really, really getting annoyed about. And this goes back. This is far deeper. This is the kind of stuff that does sort of dictate the difference between an administration, one administration, another administration. So farmers who don't want to grow GMO crops, me, face a lot of burdens because the government is requiring that we, if we don't use, this is how bad this has gotten, if we don't use GMO seed, then we have to keep a record of what we're using. I'm not going to do that. I'm not. I will not do that. They send the reports around, 24-page annual report to farmers. I never fill them out because I'm not going to tell them whether the GMO stuff new. So anyway, if you would like to let the government know what you feel about these proposed coexistence, that's what the bill suggests, that the GMO seeds and the non-GMO seeds be allowed to coexist. The advisory committee, which was set up a couple of years ago to discuss the issue, topic was labeled coexistence, based on the assumption that GMO and non-GMO crops could exist in the same area. But that has been proven false. Non-GMO farmers are inevitably harmed by pollen that's blown or carried onto the farms from the GMO material. And it gets caught in harvesting and cleaning equipment and numerous other ways that this thing will contaminate the food. If you don't want to have this stuff, it's almost going to be impossible unless we make it known that we don't want there to be coexistence. And that's the reason for you going to the USDA's website and putting in your comments as to protecting the GMO-free foods from being commingled with GMO seeds, which is what Monsanto wants to have allowed. All right? Got till midnight tomorrow. Is that clear? Everybody got the idea here?
Yeah.
Stories?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right. This is organic, regular, plain, non-GMO foods, seeds, producers. The producer have to spend a lot of money to protect themselves, but the companies that profit from the GMOs don't have to have any. They have no responsibility at all. They don't have to do any, no records, nothing. Isn't this amazing how the onus has been switched to the small family farmer by these big companies? Just more trying to drive them all out of business. This is insidious, and it's insane, and we're putting up with it. All right, so you got the point. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. We're going to start off with a word today, and the word is afraid. And then we're going to begin to fill in the blanks. So what I'd like you to do is fill in the blank using the word afraid before it. What word are you going to be putting in front of it? I am afraid. Now I want you to think about all the things that you are afraid of. And I want you to make a list of them. And once again, if you have a pencil and paper, do it there. If you're driving, just do it in your mind. Because here's something very, very interesting. I guarantee that all the things that you are afraid of, you have never done. That's right. All the things that you are afraid of, you have never done. And the only reason that you are afraid of them is because you just fill in the blanks. So here's what I want you to do. Think about everything that you said that you were afraid of and find out why. Find out what makes you afraid. Then have the courage to overcome them. Then have the pleasure of getting them achieved and no longer being afraid. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, played two trains. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinker's reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes about the map.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
All right, time for us to check some important television news. Jimmy Fallon made good on his promise to Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel and joined him for the polar plunge yesterday into Lake Michigan. He was wearing a suit.
Smart, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't do it to
extra
begin with.
Layers, maybe.
Huh? Would you do that? By the way, a lot of people have asked why the Tonight Show moved to New York, and apparently because NBC thinks that there are tax consequences to this.
That was one of the stories, that the tax rates in California are so high that New York made it more favorable for them to move. But really, the bottom line is Jimmy Fallon didn't want to move, and Lorne Michaels is based there, and Lorne Michaels is really controlling NBC right now.
Well, he's controlling the late nights on NBC for sure. Yep, right. Okay.
I actually have a little bit of news here. There's some ratings news. Now, Jimmy Fallon has been doing really well in the ratings since he took over at The Tonight Show, still leading the pack of the big three, David Letterman and Jimmy Kimmel. Seth Meyers not doing too badly either, but there was some switching in the race. Usually David Letterman is in at number two, but last week Jimmy Kimmel came on really, really strong and is now in the number two position.
Really?
Do you think that Fallon, being a social media hit that he is, brings more viewers for Kimmel as well?
Probably. Kimmel does a lot on social media as well, I think. I've contested before they moved The Tonight Show to New York that Jimmy Kimmel will be the one to benefit, because Jimmy Fallon and David Letterman will be competing for the big-name guests in New York, because you obviously can't do both shows when you're promoting something. So Jimmy Kimmel will get all the good guests in Los Angeles. Whether that's true or not, or has anything to do with it, who knows? He had Matt Damon on last week.
Anybody see the Kimmel after Oscar show last night? There were a lot of people purported to be there.
I did not, but I saw the promo for it during the beginning of the show, and it was stupid. It was kind of horrible. He jumped through the TV.
Believe me, I would like to give everybody as much of a shot as I can. He's really annoying, and I don't think he plays well in a general audience sense. Anyway. My opinion. All right, Jen.
Yes.
The story of this Arthur Chu on Jeopardy. What in the world's going on with that?
People are very upset with him because he's kind of beaten the system. You know, traditionally when people go on Jeopardy, they start from the top and they play all the categories down to the bottom. He would start at the bottom and play all the categories up to the top. But what's getting him is every time he's been on the show, he plays for a tie in Final Jeopardy. And so he's, I think, played for a tie 9 or 11 times.
Figure out how the system works.
He's figured out a way to beat
the
system.
He goes for the daily doubles. That's why he starts at the bottom, is to try and get the daily doubles.
So now what can other people learn from that, and will that mess up Jeopardy?
It could.
A lot of people are saying it has ruined the game. He's figured out the way to beat it, and that'll ruin the TV show.
50 years has been on the air.
That's why they're mad at him.
Of Jeopardy. The producers are mad at him, and viewers are mad.
No, the viewers are mad, too. He's getting hate mail on Twitter.
51 after.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Kronhaus is here, one of the medical experts on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You may want to enjoy Dr. Ken in all his glory every weekend. We do live from 7 to 9 East Coast time, the Good Day Weekend program, focusing on your health, taking calls. Send an email to either Ken at Ken at DrKenShow.com or to me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com. Medical questions and answers built on Ken's scientific research and the research of others. And that's sort of what we talk about here when he joins us every week for sort of a house call brought to you today by the folks who bring you Heart Factors Plus. We'll talk about that after we discuss this huge study that links older fathers with their children and whether or not they are psychologically stable. This looks kind of interesting, Ken.
This is out of Journal of the American Medical Association Psychiatry this week, Doug, that older fathers may face higher risks than previously thought for having children with psychiatric problems. We're talking about bipolar disorder, autism, and attention deficits. Compared with kids of the youngest dads, those fathered by men at age 45 and older face risks almost 25 times greater for bipolar disorder, 13 times greater for attention deficit disorder, and more than 3 times greater for autism, almost 3 times greater for suicide attempts, and about 2 times greater for schizophrenia and substance abuse.
Okay, next up, the idea of working out. We are all subscribers to keeping ourselves physically active. Sometimes, if you listen to some of the quote-unquote experts, you're told, don't work out before you go to bed, because it'll keep you awake. According to the new research, Ken, huh?
Exactly. Out of Sleep Medicine just this week, Doug, the couch potatoes looking for a reason to avoid working out in the evening may no longer be able to use difficulty sleeping afterwards as their excuse. People who exercise in the evening report sleeping just as well as those who are not active in the hours before bed. People who work out in the morning report getting the best sleep on average.
One of the things we talk a lot about in terms of diet is having plenty of fiber. And I see there's a study in here focusing on strawberries, which is basically fiber and water, and how good it is for those who have too much of the bad cholesterol like yours truly.
Doug, this is out of the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry, a study of volunteers who ate about a pound of strawberries a day. They had lowered levels of the bad cholesterol, that's the LDL, and triglycerides after more than a month. The lousy cholesterol, the LDL, dropped a whopping 13.5%. 6.72%, and the triglycerides fell 20.8%. The good cholesterol, the HDL, remained unchanged after strawberries.
I'm not sure what a low T drug is. You can explain that as we talk about whether or not the use of them ought to carry with them a warning against heart attacks.
These are the testosterone replacements, and recent studies have proven that testosterone treatment, Doug, increases the risk of cardiovascular diseases. This includes heart attacks.
Why? What is there in them that would increase? What is there about the properties of this testosterone? I mean, a normal, you need to have what the count should be for a normal is, what, 700 for men, isn't it?
Oh, that's way too high.
Oh, it's too high.
The key is that there's a 25% increase in the risk of heart attacks in using testosterone replacement. And this public citizen consumer group has urged the FDA to put a strong warning about the risks of heart attacks and other cardiovascular problems. I think that these replacement products may come off the market in the next few years. It's going to be a big controversy.
Really? All right. Let's talk about something that we know is good. Ken is a cardiologist. He likes Heart Factors Plus. Why is that?
Doug, you've heard me talking about how Heart Factors Plus has ingredients that boost nitric oxide levels, which can improve your cardiovascular problems safely and naturally. Here's what John from Florida says. I have been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now and have never felt better. Recommend this product to all my friends. And the benefits don't stop there. Heart Factors Plus helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels. It keeps arteries clean and improves the overall circulation, and for you guys out there, it can even improve your sexual function. Call now for your risk-free trial of Heart Factors Plus.
All right, here's the number to call, 800-621-6313. Boosting nitric oxide levels affects your blood pressure clearly, but it is good for the arteries that feed your heart. Get that muscle going and the other muscles in your body and your brain. 800-621-6313 to try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free. In fact, when you call now, mention Dr. Ken, you get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus with your order. 800-621-6313 is the number once again, 800-621-6313 for Heart Factors Plus. Dr. Ken Kronos with us here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.